for adult themes and strong language. This is The Curse of Penance RPG.
Episode 10 of the Curse of Penance RPG. Who are you? What are you? And what is your favourite piece of stationery? Starting with Belray.
Well, howdy there, I'm Karen. Nice to meet y'all. I am single, looking to mingle, looking for my son. He's a twat. I have a pillow that I used to smother like three dudes. It's my new. I'm sure it'll come in very handy.
Didn't realize you're just taking it with you.
Yeah, neither did I, but it's in my inventory list, so I must have.
Oh god, okay.
My favourite piece of stationery is probably the protractor.
Fuck!
Simply because the name protractor really amuses me. Because it's kind of like a tractor. And I'm very simple.
Okay.
Yes! That means that mine might get a laugh.
Yeah.
My joke is definitely better than that.
It wasn't a joke, it was just the truth.
Are you very protractor?
Yeah.
Amy.
Hi, I'm Amy. I play Megara. She's a human rogue, and she has a nice fancy squeeze box, two nice ceremonial daggers, and now has acquired a pet in the form of Diaval, her bird? Right. Is it a raven? A crow? Is it a crow? I can't remember.
It's a raven or crow, either way. Well, it's big and black, with big black beak and wings.
Yeah, it's a crow. It's a crow. We'll call it a crow. And my favourite, well, Amy's favourite stationery thing is notebooks. I collect notebooks for some reason.
Just like other people's randomly, or
no? I like writing in them. I don't know why. I've just moved house, so I've found like 20, and they're all like variously filled with different things. But so much things to do.
Okay, AJ.
Hey, I'm AJ. I'm playing Osmond, the Tiefling Bard. And I'm a big fan of rulers. You know, you can make a straight line. You can measure stuff. It's fun for the whole family.
Fair enough. Rosie.
Hey, I'm Lexa. I'm playing Rosie, the human fighter. I've got to say my favourite has to be a highlighter, because it's just so satisfying to scratch out something with a highlighter and make it all pretty.
Any particular colour?
Always pink. Yeah.
Who decided that all highlighters had to be fluorescent colours?
The Skittles brand. I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, I have a fundamental problem against highlighters because they are used to deface books, and I don't like that.
It's true.
The books you don't like.
My issue with highlighters is that I'm not selective enough with them, so I end up just highlighting the entire paragraph of the thing I'm reading, if it's like studying or if I'm reading a journal or something.
Mm.
I don't use them for books. I use them pretty frequently if I'm doing lit reviews and looking up journals and stuff, and it's just printed paper. So yeah.
And Matt.
Hello, my name is Tubbs, and I am the occasionally confused about his own race halfling, and I am an avid necrocarpenter, and getting darker and darker and a bit more of a nasty boy every week, and my favourite piece of stationery is the hole punch, because if you've got 20 minutes to spare and a lot of paper, you can make it like it's snowing every day.
Fair enough then.
I'm assuming at this point everyone's just counting 10 seconds of awkward silence before we move on.
Damn!
I'm holding my breath.
Right, so what happened last week?
Previously on The Curse of Penance RPG.
Fuck knows.
So
Aaron
we
killed four people.
We
by
did
accident.
Kill four people. Yeah, lots of people died and we didn't intend it. We found a woman propped up with a disproportionate amount of daggers. We tried to torture someone only to realise that the fundamental thing behind torture, if you're doing it for interrogation purposes, is you have to know what you want to ask them.
Didn't we torture two people but one didn't speak the language?
Yeah.
And also we met an elf.
We did. Called Fergus.
Dragon skull? A dragon skull?
His god's a dragon who's currently dead, and we said we'd get his skull back.
Oh yeah, because we had to bury him. We had to complete the skeleton to bury him and honor him.
And it was stolen by a general whose name began with a Z, and I can't remember what it was. Zarevich?
I think that was right, yes.
Something like Zarevich, who stole the skull and was like, hey, this is my skull now. And unfortunately, we need to find a library to work out who he is. But the only library is in the home of a psychotic, etiquette-obsessed monster.
You know what I was thinking? We should just call her E.T.
Ah, we could.
Etiquette.
Yeah, etiquette. Okay. E.T.
I was hoping someone would explain it for us.
I'm waiting for Bower to go, etiquette. Okay, I get it. E.T. Etiquette. What does the T stand for?
Tammy.
Etiquette Tammy, right, there you go, that's her name now.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's like Lady Etiquette Tammy or something there, otherwise we'll piss
off.
Well,
yes. Yeah.
So, let, then.
Letiquette.
No, it's not just DT.
Letiquette with etiquette.
This is getting more complicated.
Yeah.
So, anything else happened last week?
We got a large number of daggers. And we found a weird statue that we'd kind of just left behind that may or may not have been important for some reason. And Tubbs fell through a floor. Mm-hmm. And then we killed a bunch of Vistani and scared a bunch more, and they all ran away. And then there was something in the forest, in the swamp, wasn't there? There was like some bells coming or something or other.
You let some hippies out of a cage, and the Vistani were going to kill you, and then a horn went off, and they all ran towards it.
Yes.
And there was those dudes we burnt alive.
Yeah, so I can't remember how we burnt them, but there was lots of alcohol in the air and on the clean surfaces, and someone did something with some fire, and, you know, I don't know who made some fire, someone made some fire, and then two people burned to death. I'm sure whoever it was will be forgiven, because, you know, it's very easy just to accidentally burn people to death.
I mean, there's only two of us that seem to be able to produce fire, will, and it wasn't Karen.
Well, maybe it could be someone else.
Yeah, but Karen's the one with the lighter, and you're the one with the fireballs. The rest of us aren't what you call pyros.
I resent the implication.
Well, I resent burning two innocent men alive, but we'll
one
just
of them wasn't innocent. One of them was torturing the other one.
Guys,
but really, what I did is I put one person out of their misery.
Guys, remember, what evidence do we have?
Exactly.
There's no evidence, so it can't be us.
It's true. That fire could have started itself.
It's only a crime if somebody finds out about it.
It's like in Skyrim. Everyone else who witnessed it is dead.
So, is what you're saying that we should just put, baskets over everybody's head?
That is exactly what I'm saying.
No, that's how serial killers get caught.
By being the only person without a basket on their head.
No, you have a tell. They definitely know you've murdered more people.
Well, maybe you want that recognition.
I'm in it for the glory.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll leave the serial killer discussion for another time. So, at the end of last week, you ended up returning to Rictavio's Tower.
We did.
And
the strange minstrel bard.
As you arrive at Rictavio's Tower, you hear the sound of someone quickly descending, and Rictavio runs out of his tower and says, "There's no time. We have to go now."
What's up there, Ricky?
I found my apprentice. We need to go right now.
Well, have fun. I need a rest.
We need to go. Why do we need to go?
What was that big thump?
What do you want? Just come with me. What do you want?
Can he play the drums?
He sort of shrugs and says, maybe my assistant can.
That's what I was asking about.
Maybe she can, I don't know.
I mean, Ricky Tikki Tavi's done pretty good by us, so maybe we should go with him.
Adventure awaits!
Yeah.
Okay. So you journey off, and you find yourself returning to Kresk.
Oh.
So as you return to Kresk, the Baron meets you and welcomes you with sort of open arms and says thank you for restoring the wine.
No worries.
You notice that everyone is particularly shunning one building at the back that you thought was a tavern. And Rictavio tells you, right, come with me. And he leads you over towards this tavern building.
Let's go. I mean, are we all going?
Yeah, we're following.
I'm curious.
I mean, if it turns out that maybe there is some kind of tavern equality about it, we could get a drink.
Good. I could use a drink.
I mean, if we're getting paid.
I mean, I'm
going to drink whether I'm being paid or not, you know.
No, I mean...
I'm not going to lie. Last week, we stole his crow.
We did not steal it. We bartered for it.
Well, no, but I mean, I feel like we've got everything he owns now.
That bird is going to be our drummer.
He's our mascot.
The wolf patrol.
Oh, Timothy was our mascot.
Hands on our hips. Timothy's the clubhouse mascot. He's
the bird holding Timothy in his mouth.
Bad bird.
Timothy again.
Timothy was the picture of the man you had and hanging up in your car.
Okay.
He's like the CSI headquarters mascot. Diaval's the band mascot.
I like that it's a clubhouse now.
It's got a bit more of a Scooby-Doo thing to it than a CSI.
Yeah. CSI clubhouse.
So, you go into this tavern, and as you walk in, you immediately recognize Edmund is standing by the bar.
Edmund!
He is singing in a very off-key way and sort of dancing, because he's the only person in the bar, apart from at the back table, where there's this youngish, like early 20s looking girl, with this very elderly man who seems to be shoveling food into his face. What do you do?
Looks like a party to me.
Ricky, is that your assistant?
Yes, that's my assistant.
Okay, so I'm not quite sure where we come into this. I mean, that is our Edmund over there.
Okay, well, I will go and speak to my assistant. You can go and speak to your,
Our Edmund.
Your Edmund, yes.
Who's the guy that's with her? The old man.
That is what I need to check. And he strides off towards the back of the room.
Should we go and eavesdrop?
I mean, do we need to eavesdrop, or can we just wander up and be like, yo, what's up?
You can just wander up if you want.
Sure, I wander up and sort of... Is he sat at the bar?
No, he's sat at the back of the room.
Back of the room, okay.
So there's a sort of reasonably large table at the back of the room, and there's this girl who's just hugged Octavio, and this old man who's shoveling food into his face.
Okay, I want to sit down at the table.
Okay.
Just kind of give him a nod.
Okay, you sit down, and you hear Octavio is having slightly hushed conversation with the girl while this old man is, like... horrifically shoving food into his mouth like he's not eaten in weeks. He looks incredibly disheveled, like his hair's like haggard and all over the place. His mouth's like, he's shoveling as much food onto his face as he is into his mouth, if you know what I mean.
Right.
And yeah, he's just in this very bedraggled looking wizard robe.
Wizard.
Wizard robe.
I'm gonna go around and sort of stand next to him and start sizing the robe up on me.
He's about the same size as Osmond.
So I'd have to take it up a bit.
You'd have to take up a fair bit, yes.
We could just have like a really long, like flowing kind of, what's it called, like a train behind you.
I do like trains.
Yeah.
So, what's the story? What's
the old
occurring?
Man continues to go like...
Welcome to ASMR Eating Sound by Splinter RPG.
Yep. So
Meg's gonna wander over to Edmund and order a drink and lean against the bar.
Okay, Edmund sort of goes, and he sort of hugs you and grabs another bottle of wine from behind the bar and just like shoves it in your hands and goes,
Guys, I feel like our wine. In charge of the wine might have been an error on our part.
Yeah, Meg's just gonna look at it and can I investigate a bit further how many bottles he's opened?
Well, since you're the only people in the whole tavern, you don't know how many he's opened because there's just like about 20 crates of wine behind the bar.
Oh, there's 20. Okay.
Well, some of that's ours.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, win one.
So he jumps down from the bar and like grabs three or four more bottles and comes over and starts like putting them onto the table. And then he sort of looks at each of you in turn and goes, and just like, he tries to hug all of you in turn and then sort of staggers back to the bar and keeps drinking.
I'm going to hug him back when he tries to hug me. Tubbs loves a kutch.
So, you now have wine.
Yay!
So, as you crack open the wine and start drinking, Rictavio finishes his short conversation with the girl and turns to the rest of you and says, right, first of all, this is my apprentice, Esmeralda. And
Esmeralda.
The young girl sort of does that very awkward wave to the rest of you.
Nice.
Howdy.
Meg nods.
What up?
Wave awkwardly.
Then Rictavio says, okay, you might be wondering who the old man is. Do you remember I said I thought my apprentice would be tasked to kill some old mage?
No.
Not
but
really, but...
I had a headache that week.
Right, well, he does a sort of, like, moment as in he's trying to remember how much you should remember kind of thing. And then goes, right, I thought my apprentice was sent into Barovia to kill this mage, so I came in after her.
Okay.
Because this mage is incredibly powerful. And he gestures to this old man who is literally, again, continuing to shovel food into his mouth.
Tubbs is going to kind of like lean on his staff a bit more here and just like start looking at his nails like, is he there?
Mm. The biggest problem is that my apprentice was not sent to kill him. She was sent to recover him because he is, in fact, a very powerful wizard.
Well, I mean, if you needed a powerful wizard, you should have just let me know in the first place, to be honest.
Well, the main reason you may have noticed the townspeople shunning him, as in when you notice the tavern is completely deserted, is that he was the one that recruited people to try and take down the Lord of the Land.
To try and take down the Lord of the Land?
I vaguely remember you told me the story of this priest's son that you killed that was sent back to him from the Lord of the Land when the attack failed. Well, this creature, and he gestures towards the old man, was the reason that there was an attempt at the Lord of the Land.
I see.
He thought he could take him down.
And I guess he was wrong.
He got thrown down a waterfall.
He's looking pretty good, all things considered.
I mean,
well, it's been over a year.
That's a long waterfall.
That's it for me, guys. I'll see you later. Osman's my hero. Hashtag OzperPrez.
Such jerks.
So he tells you that the old man got thrown down a waterfall that sort of comes off the edge of the castle. And when he got thrown down, not only did he lose his book and his staff, but he also cracked his head. He has incredibly bad amnesia, he doesn't remember who the hell he is, and he just wanders around.
I see.
So, why does this involve the rest of you?
That's a very good point.
You may be familiar that there's a library in this realm.
Yes, is it the library up with the crazy lady?
It's the library here, the one that for some reason is boarded up now.
Oh, there's a library in town. Oh, that's lush.
Yes.
That's certainly more convenient.
I think we need someone to go into there and find something, to either find this creature's staff or find his book or whatever it is that could be up there that could help him at the moment. Because if we had such a mage on our side, we should be able to find a way to break through the mist and escape this horrendous fucking hellhole.
I mean, I dig it. I'm in.
I do miss the sunshine. Not a lot, because, you know, kind of like a nighttime person, but, you know, just the occasional bit of sunshine would be nice.
So, I need you to go to this library and retrieve basically anything you can find that we could use.
Sounds fine to me.
I am very good at retrieving anything I can find.
I mean, Karen is very good at finding things. She's very good looking for clues.
Yep, she's like a bloodhound.
Yeah, the police never found any so far.
I can see the similarities.
Oh, wait, I just realised.
So,
hey, Rictavio.
Yes?
Don't go chatting shit about Karen, alright? She's part of the team. You want the team, you want us, okay?
Is that clear? Alright, fair enough. Yes, I need you to go to this library and see if you can find anything to either restore this mage's memory or help us find his magical artifacts.
That sounds good. Do we know what any of it looked like?
Well, I hear a wizard's staff has a knob on the end.
I don't think there'll be any staves up there, but I do think there might be some books.
Aw, Tubbs looks disappointed.
There might be at least some sort of seek item spell or something like that. Something that we can use that's bound to him and find the items that way.
As a professional wizard, I concur.
So, do you need anything else before you go?
Just a library card. They don't let you take stuff out unless you've got a card.
Ah, I don't really know if there's a library card. I'm sure there might be one when you get there.
Is there a librarian?
I have no idea. The building seems to be boarded up.
Well, I guess, gang, it's time to solve a mystery.
Well, maybe we need a crowbar.
Maybe we need a crowbar.
Or just a mace.
Octavio opens a sort of bag of holding he has, and he brings out a crowbar and hands it to you.
Sweet.
Holy shit, that bag's amazing. I need 14,000 gold pieces.
Rictavio raises an eyebrow and says, really? What for?
Drugs.
no pastries.
He opens the bag, takes out a dream pastry and waves it, tantalizing it, and puts it back in the bag.
I think you'll find that I'm better than that now. I don't need them anymore.
Although I'm just saying food might go off in there, so if you want me to look after it, I will do. But only for your benefit, because those things can be very addictive.
They can be, yes.
So maybe I should just take that from you. I'm just going to start edging towards him slightly.
I'm just going to slap his fingers. Like, nope.
You don't let me have any fun.
I don't let you have any dream pastries. The rest of the time, we don't care what you do.
Yeah.
Apart from that time that someone accidentally died in a fire.
Well, yeah. But we let you do it, though, didn't we?
I mean, I believe there were other people in the room at the time.
Yeah, but you kind of rested before anybody could do anything.
I mean, that is circumstantially true, I suppose. Should we go to the library?
Say you reckon.
I don't know if you're going to be any good in the library with all the fire.
I won't throw fireballs at books. I like books. I can learn some spells and stuff.
Okay.
I mean, I thought you liked people too, but that never stopped you.
But I mean, he was torturing people. That's not a good thing to do, right?
But also, there was just a guy who was being tortured.
I put him out of his misery. He was a wizard, and he was telepathically begging me to put him out of his misery. You wouldn't have heard, because, you know...
By burning him alive!
He went from being tortured to simply being torched.
Yeah!
I wouldn't expect people who can't do magic such as yourselves to understand, but he belonged to a very strict magical sect that believe your magical spirit can only be free if your body is burned. And so, yeah, he was already dead, and then I just burned him for his last wishes because I'm just a good guy.
Or to bluff.
Meg and Dave, I'll just make a disgusted noise.
That is fine. So, the top rolling begin.
So, you leave the tavern and you begin to make your way up to the abbey.
So yeah, so that's what I was going to say. It's a library. We're going to the same one that's in the abbey with E.T.
Yeah.
Cool. So there is a librarian.
Is there?
Like many librarians, she's obsessed with etiquette.
She's very obsessed with etiquette.
Now, before we go...
Yeah, we need some kind of plan.
How are we going to tackle this monster?
If someone talks really loud... The librarian will be all like, hey, you can't talk really loud. This is a library. I've been to a library once.
Did they tell you to shush?
No, but then, like, once she's distracted, we can hit her in the head with a rock.
I mean,
and then we don't have to worry about it.
She did seem pretty tough. And also, I'm against violence, as you know.
As we know.
What if we disguised ourselves, right?
As books.
As books. No. What if we disguised ourselves as, like, noble visitors, because then she would have to receive us, and she's obsessed with etiquette, right? So we could disguise, like, Oz. I mean, no offense, Karen, but maybe not Karen, just because I feel like you're better at, you know, breaking in. Maybe we could, you know, disguise, like, Oz and Rosie or Oz and Meg as a royal couple, basically. And then she'd have to, like, you know, give them tea and greet them. But obviously, because we're their servants, it's not right that we have tea with them. So we'd be sent off to the servants' quarters and we can sneak around.
It's a possibility. Could work. I feel like I'm going to have to take off my embroidered waistcoat, aren't I?
I mean, the Duke might have some clothes we can borrow.
That's true.
Some fancy boy pants.
Fancy boy pants.
Are you wanting to go see the Duke?
I mean, I have a butler's outfit still.
That's true.
Yeah, that's pretty fancy.
And, I mean, Karen has her maid's uniform.
I have most of them. We're not even most of them.
We're already, half of us already dressed up as servants, so it might work.
I don't really know about you, but I am not one to be a servant. I feel like I am a natural born nobility.
I hope you won't take this person, Karen, but I think in terms of who could pass as nobility, you might be bottom of our list.
She's old and wise.
She could be the housekeeper.
I ain't keeping no house.
But you love keeping things from other people's houses. That's like your hobby.
Plan is quite convoluted. Why don't we just pretend we're like of the Duke or whatever, like studying, and we want to have a look around the library being recommended for our studies.
Yeah, that's all right. As always, ready to do some learning.
I mean, that also works. Can we sell Karen as an academic, though? That's my only concern.
She's an exchange student.
Ah, perfect.
I mean, I feel like I could pose as the professor. I'll teach you kids all about the world.
She's seen a thing or two.
I could teach you a thing or two, Ricky.
I'm more thinking, because if she, I'm assuming she's not going to let us take stuff out of the library, right?
I mean, probably I don't know. Not. That one library I visited that one time didn't let you take stuff, but it never stopped me.
We could hide it.
Yeah, Ricky, how about we borrow that nice bag of yours? I'm sure that'll come in handy.
Well, you have left the tavern. You want to go back and ask him?
I thought we were still in the tavern.
To be fair, we did say let's go, and then we came and we're like, let's go on the plan instead. I feel like maybe we got to the threshold of the tavern.
Yeah, we got to the door.
Yeah, like, we're like standing in it.
Got to the door and went, fuck, we don't have a plan.
Yeah. Especially after last week. We should probably come up with an idea of what we want to do before we do it. Yes. Right, so what's the plan? What are we pretending to be?
What if we're like the book cleaners and was there to clean all the books?
Restoration. That's not bad. And because we're the help, she's not going to hang around and like chat to us, is she?
She doesn't really strike me as the chatty type.
Nobody.
More of the rip your head off kind of type.
So, are we happy going in there and relying on the fact that she can't kill us because you know etiquette?
Yeah.
I suggest we also bring something.
Like a present.
Like a gift. Yeah, like a gift. Like some sort of... Oh god, we could use the dream pastry.
We could use the dream pastry. I mean, I'll hold it onto it if you want.
And then she'll have to kill herself because getting high ain't very good etiquette.
Or we could tell her where she could find them, then she can leave.
Well, then we're sending her to the past site of the windmill and the future site of the Ozman recording studio.
The windmill got burnt down, so...
I know, I'm going to rebuild.
I thought we had decided our band was going to be called Karen and the Smotherers.
Four weddings and a funeral.
Did you hit smother me gently?
Yeah. Right, so we're going to pretend to be people who are there to clean up the books and look after it. We're a travelling band of librarians.
Looking for a good time.
We could get the Baron to write us a letter and like seal it. And
true.
That could be our identification.
Good shout, good shout. So do we need to get some fancier clothes?
No, just serving clothes, just cleaning clothes, or...
I suppose,
Yeah, what do librarians wear?
I think they wear glasses, and you take them off and you find out they were beautiful the whole time.
They've all got ponytails.
Right, someone put my hair in a ponytail. It's got a bit long now. Can we spend 5 minutes all putting ponytails on our head?
Yeah.
Can I braid Tubbs's hair?
I am 100% okay with this.
So you have a 5-minute montage of you, like, prettying each other.
Only what it actually is like, Karen does my hair, I swivel around in a chair, we both shake our heads, and I swivel back around, and like, every time I swivel around, it's a new hairdo.
Yep.
Until it's French braids.
Meg's just shoving people away if they come near her. I'm just like, don't touch me. Just don't touch me.
Okay, so now you've sort of prettified yourselves, what are you going to do now?
Do we want to go and get an official letter of introduction?
Yeah, that couldn't hurt.
Now, my only concern is, will she remember us? Because she did chase us for a brief period of
That's
time.
That's true.
Well, we don't have to use our real name.
I know, also, but we didn't. I feel like she doesn't know our names, but she might know our faces.
We all got fancy French braids now.
True, I mean, that is a good disguise. Burglars don't have braids.
Along with those lensless glasses.
What if, like, Karen's are just made out of, like, some really crude wire?
Yeah.
Right. Perfect disguise. Sorted.
Right, we need to go get our letter.
Letter from the Baron, the jewel.
But we need to get that dream pastry.
Are we going to feed her the dream pastry?
That could be our gift.
Oh, yes. So we're going to shove her in a closet.
We should give her a bottle of wine as well.
Yeah.
True, we should. That's a very good point.
Dream pastry and a bottle of wine.
Hey, we got you as a damn bag.
Now we've got to be proper and correct at all times, so call her m'lady and stuff like that.
So are you just going straight to the abbey?
I think we're going to get a letter of recommendation from the Duke, hopefully.
Okay.
And the dream pastry and a bottle of wine.
And dream pastry. Yep. Do we want to split up and get one of those things?
Okay, good idea. I'll go for the dream pastry.
Nope. Karen and Osmond can go get the dream pastry.
Yeah, okay.
And us three will go and get the letter from the Duke.
Okay. Yeah, I know better than to sample from my own supply.
Exactly.
Okay, so we'll cut to Karen and Osmond, who will approach Victavio to ask for the dream pastry.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
You're back quite soon.
We haven't gone yet. We've come up with a cunning plan.
Yeah, this is going to blow your mind, Ricky.
Okay.
Now, we really need that dream pastry.
Why?
We are going to... I'm going to be straight with you, Ricky. We're going to feed it to an unholy mound of flesh, which is for some reason obsessed with etiquette, and is called Tammy. And we just thought it would be a nice gift for them, which would also have the maybe slightly intended side effect if we get to wander around the library in peace without getting our heads ripped off.
So you're going to go up to an abominable mound of flesh, offer it cake, and it's going to take the cake and delightfully let you look around the library.
That's
the book of wine.
Yeah, because it's obsessed with etiquette.
Yeah, so we're bringing gifts. I grab one of the bottles of wine as well.
He's looking at you with a look of, the fuck?
Ricky, just shut up and give us the peace tray.
Be cool, Rick. You be all cool. Right.
I've only got one, though.
Well, that's good. We don't want Tubbs getting into your stash.
He also, a bag is probably going to be real handy.
I don't think I can give you my bag at the moment. I have a lot of things in here I need for other jobs.
I mean, we'll give you the bag back, totally.
No,
100%.
You won't.
Don't we have a bag of holding in the cart?
You do have a bag of holding in the cart.
Yeah, but it's attached to the cart.
Ricky, it's almost like you don't trust me, boy.
It's in that box thing, remember?
Yeah.
That you, like,
stuff in. There were children in it.
Did we ever double check what was in that?
Yeah, shit, there was a child in that.
It's been a child.
Well, now there's a child's corpse in there.
You now find it, yeah.
It's like when a child gets stuck behind the sofa, you'll never find it.
It's like a penny.
Oh, God. So, yes, you get the dream pastry.
Sweet. I think we need to be sure, Karen, that Tubbs doesn't get anywhere near this. We can't have his fiending habits ruining our, you know, brilliant plan.
What if we put it in, like, a box?
Oh, like a presentation box.
Yeah, but it also says that it's something that Tubbs would never want.
Like, what does Tubbs not like?
I don't really know.
Oh, jeez.
Furniture, yeah. Furniture made out of wood.
Yeah, it's a chair. A really small chair.
Well, Tubbs is pretty small, so maybe we can pass this off.
Yeah, but then we'll be like giving it to the lady and she'll be like, this ain't no chair, why you been lying to me? And she'll get
mad. That's true. Oh. Okay, well, maybe we'll just get like a box and put it in and, you know, like kind of like a box of Krispy Kreme comes in, I don't know.
And we tell Tubbs that we just couldn't get the pastry.
Yeah, so we found this nice box that we're going to give her instead.
Yeah, I like the ways you think.
Okay, so we will cut now to Meg, Rosie and Tubbs at the Baron's place.
Yes.
So you knock on the Baron's door, the Baron greets you again and says, how can I help you?
Sorry to bother you, but we kind of need a letter of introduction so that we can pass through somewhere and not be detected. Can we get that from you, if that's possible?
Well, I can give you a letter to say you're a noble helper of Kresk, but that's about
perfect.
All I can...
No, that's
I mean,
perfect.
Just say we're great librarians or some shit. Tell it
great
some
librarians?
Kind of...
Where are you?
Yeah, like we
going?
Fixed all your books or something.
There's only one library in Barovia and it's boarded up.
Exactly. So we're going to go and repair it, but we need people to know we can look after books.
Right. Who are these people you want me to address it to?
Just to whom it may concern.
I see. Okay. So
he
begins to scribble.
Monster Princess Wife?
Monster Princess Wife?
No, just to whom it may concern is fine. That'll just about cover it.
I hope you're not getting into any danger.
Oh, no. No, we'll be fine.
He continues to sort of fill in the form and says, I took your advice, by the way. I got that entire abbey boarded up.
Oh, wonderful. Good job.
Yes,
did you...
We even found a back exit. We filled it with stones.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, great.
So, wonderful. Was that near some scarecrows by any chance?
Think it was.
Oh, wonderful. Well,
the screams have stopped, though. The last few days, there have not been any screams. It's been really peaceful around here.
I mean, that's good. Did you happen to see anyone while you were there?
No. We only really did it during the middle of the day. The people were too scared to go at night.
Oh, wonderful. When are you going to... I don't know, I'm copying your voice, I apologise. You know what it's like when you go on holiday and start chatting in a weird accent. So what's plan with it now? What are you going to do with it?
Well, not sure really. We'll probably just leave it for a couple of 100 years and maybe someone will come and fix it.
I mean, if you wanted, we've got the deeds to the land that windmill's on. We could probably trade it for the abbey.
Well,
And then we'll take on all the cost of fixing it up for you.
Well, what would you do with the thing that lives there?
Oh, we'll sort it out. Don't worry about it. We'll take responsibility for the renovations and also for the thing, and then we can have the abbey. Sounds fair, right?
Well, I don't actually have the deeds to the abbey. They must be in the abbey itself. But
if we find them, we can have them, is what you're saying.
Well, I suppose so.
So if we can find the deeds to the abbey, I just want to be absolutely clear, we can keep it.
My dear friend, if anyone who has the deeds to anywhere kind of owns it, do they not?
I mean, that's wonderful. I'm looking to add to my portfolio.
Yeah, thanks.
Anyway, thank you for the letter recommendation.
He hands you the letter after giving it a small wax seal.
And we will be in touch.
All right. Cheerio.
That's probably the politest conversation that we've ever had with an NPC.
I know. The good news is we can start owning a tavern. We can start our own property company.
Yeah, we can start our own portfolio.
Hello, everybody. How did you manage?
I'm afraid, Toza, we couldn't get hold of the pistra, but we found this nice box instead.
Oh, cool. What did you put in it?
Nothing. It's just a nice box.
I mean, it's terribly bad etiquette to give someone a box but not a present. I mean, is it made out of paper?
No, the box is the present, Tubbs.
Yeah,
but it looks like it's made out of paper and it's got Krispy Kreme written on the top.
Yeah, she can put whatever she wants in it.
Oh, well, fair enough, I guess. I mean, maybe...
Don't underestimate, you know, how much storage someone ever needs, you know.
I mean, she does have a whole abbey, although on the news of the abbey, the good news is... The Baron chap, whatever his name is, has agreed that if we can find the deeds to the abbey, we can keep it.
I mean, that's what we did with the windmill.
Yeah. I know, but now we have actual permission. Because last time we did kind of destroy the windmill.
When we evict her as well, that lady's going to need some boxes to like carry out her stuff.
But I've got an idea on that front. How about we don't evict her, we employ her as a housekeeper?
I mean, that sounds good. I mean, no one's going to mess up the houses, are they?
Sure, you know, she can make sure everything's kind of in tip-top condition. Yeah, if people aren't, you know, up to our standards, don't even need to say anything, she'll just murder them.
My only issue is, are we up to our standards, Osmond?
Yeah, she ripped off people's arms for, like, having their elbows on tables. I don't think she's going to put up with Karen.
I think it's going to be a process, but we can improve ourselves.
The no elbows on the table thing, that's a whole arbitrary rule that I just never got. Where am I supposed to put my elbows?
Like up in the air?
Yeah, that's just uncomfortable. And you say,
I believe that's a universal symbol for just not caring, though, and I don't know if that's the kind of vibe we want to give off.
Unless we're trying to look really cool.
I don't even need to try.
Okay, we have a box. We can decide what to do with our tenant should we find the deeds.
Yep.
I mean, we could charge her a rent, and then we can make some money out of it.
Does she really have a job?
If she works as our housekeeper, you know, it's sort of in exchange for room and board, that kind of sort of quid pro quo sort of deal.
Can she not kill Edmund, though? That's my only issue.
Well, we won't bring him with us. I don't think he'd want to get back there anyway.
I mean, he is our barman now, although maybe that might have been an ill-judged decision.
I'm willing to give him another chance.
He will be delivering like hooch every now and then.
Yeah.
We can come up with a system.
Yeah, it's cool. Whenever we run into him, we get fucked.
Yeah. Just always carry wine with him.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing?
We are marching up to the front door and knocking, I think, even though it's been boarded up. Because let's be honest, if anyone can get through those boards, it's her.
Yeah. Also, what time of day is it?
At the moment, it's getting into early evening.
Okay.
Do we want to go in the morning? I mean, I feel like she's spookier at night. And also, it is bad etiquette to interrupt someone in the evening.
What time is the library open from?
Okay, so you're heading up to the library?
Yeah.
So, to the abbey, sorry.
Let's do this. Come on!
Woo!
So, you get up to the abbey coming into early evening. You notice that the scarecrows, a couple of them have gone missing, but the trapdoor that you escaped from has got two very large wooden boards over it that seem to be, like, nailed into the ground. And the main door itself and all the windows seem to be covered with, like, wooden boards.
Now, do we want to remove those boards just in case we need to make a hasty escape? Because that leads into the library, doesn't it?
Would that be considered poor etiquette to remove someone else's boards?
I mean, she probably can't see us from here, I imagine.
Yeah, on account of all the boards in the way.
That is a very good point.
Well, I do like, you know, the option, if everything goes pear-shaped, of having a bit of a getaway route.
Yeah, I feel like sneaking in might have been more in our favour.
Okay, so are you going to rip the boards out from the side?
We got a crowbar.
Can we rip them out sneakily?
I mean, Karen's been breaking and entering for years. Surely she can do that.
Roll to try and rip boards off sneakily.
Go on, Karen. Nice.
Natural 20.
Nice.
You lift the board. The boards have been nailed into soft earth. They basically offer no resistance.
That's a bit
lift
of them
both
off
right there. Very easily, although they are heavy, so they probably wouldn't help with the door. So you lift them off and you open the trapdoor. As you open the trapdoor, you look, there's about a meter down before it's gravel.
Ah, tits, they filled it
in. Yeah, he did say about stones, didn't he?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I guess we don't have an easy way in then, or out, I mean. That's okay, because we're going to be good and on our best behaviour, aren't we, Karen?
I am always on my best behaviour.
Just a shame we couldn't...
Where people are looking.
Just a shame we couldn't get anything to put in that box.
It's a real shame, yeah.
It's such a lovely box.
Yeah, maybe we could fill it with, like, gravel.
That's a good idea. Open the box. I'll put some gravel in there.
No, I mean, maybe you should keep watch and we'll put the gravel in.
Right, come on, Dubs, let's go. Let's go to the front door.
Okay, are we knocking?
Yeah, let's go knocking.
Okay. You walk to the front door. The front door, again, has two big solid wooden boards, like, nailed across it. What do you do?
Do we knock first and then remove the boards, or do we just, like, try and crowbar the boards off?
I think that guy's not going to roll another 20.
Take the boards off, then knock.
Yeah, otherwise she's going to try and open the door and won't be able to.
Because these are pretty big, heavy doors, and, you know, we don't want her to break them if we're going to end up owning this place.
So, she's pretty smart, so if we knock and then listen for a knock back, we know she's in.
It's true.
I mean, I don't know if you've had visitors to your house before, but that doesn't tend to be how it works. You don't sort of say, knock on your door and then you knock back.
Yeah, but he said that they had heard the screams.
True, yeah.
If we knock and then we hear a reply, then we can take off the doors and...
Okay, I dig it.
Yeah, but if we, like, took the boards off without a permission, is that, like, rude?
Well, I feel like they've been put on without our permission, likely, so we're helping her, really.
Yeah, and our knock can be, like, a question. It's like, hello?
I guess you can't fault that logic.
Quite a big place, you might not be able to hear us.
But I imagine the echo in the room...
Yeah, and it would be a breach of etiquette to not answer the door if you're in and somebody comes a calling.
That's a very good point. She is
a monster as well, so she's probably got super hearing.
Exactly.
She can probably hear us right now.
Remember, call her my lady or ma'am at all times.
Yeah.
Okay, she's of high birth.
High girth?
High birth.
Huh.
Why not both?
I don't think it's good etiquette, Tubbs, to comment on a lady's size.
Then I've been very rude to you, Karen. I can only apologise for commenting on you and your paunch.
I was taking a drink of juice. Otherwise, I would have totally had a scathing remark. I swear.
Say it now. The power of editing.
Yeah. Right, take two. In that case, Karen, I've probably been very rude in commenting so much on your paunch.
No, you.
I'm surprised you didn't sing I Am Rubber, You're Glue.
Can we put, like, a Big Bang Theory-style laugh track in on that?
Please don't.
I've never actually bothered with Big Bang Theory.
Yeah,
people tried to get me to watch it, and I thought it was terrible.
It basically is. It's like, I'm a cool girl, and I don't understand nerd things. I made an awkward comment about it. Man, we're nerds.
That sounds fucking horrible.
Eldon and Amy, it just makes me want to die.
The punchline of the show is nerd stuff. It's not like a show for nerds. It's look at these nerds, let's laugh at them.
Yeah,
also,
basically.
The main character is, like, probably autistic, but, like, it's played for laughs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they frequently take the piss out of him for the fact. So, yeah, it's not great. And, yeah, I agree. Nerds are a punchline. It's not an empowering thing for nerds.
Anyway.
Go into the fucking house!
Let's go!
Come on!
I'm gonna knock. Meg knocks.
Okay, you knock on the door. Well, basically, are you knocking like postman or are you knocking like the police?
Knocking like postman.
Okay, roll. You do a very dainty knock. You don't hear any response. Have you got your ear to the door or anything, or are you just listening as is?
Yeah, I'll have my ear to the door.
You don't hear anything.
Are there like side windows? We can do that normal kind of peering through the side window thing when someone's out.
They've all been boarded up.
I want to have a go at knocking as well.
Okay. Again, are you knocking daintily or are you knocking at the police?
Well, not daintily, but it's... I mean, I'm not kicking the door down. I'm just kind of, you know, hi, I'm here from DHL and I've got a package for you and I'm also...
DHL? But, you mean your knocks are like...
Okay, I'm gonna slide a card under and walk away.
Right, I'm sorry, but wait a week for their delivery. I'll just slide this card under and I'll
oh my
late.
God, that's such a good plan. We leave a note saying we have a package.
And she has to come to the distribution centre to get it.
Yeah, and Miles just there, we just wrote it out.
Oh man, why do we only come up with this now? We can wait up to 72 hours for our plan to take action.
I'm knocking on the door.
Again, you knock. There doesn't seem to be any response.
Let's just go in, you guys. Maybe
I'm going to hammer on the door.
Okay.
Actually, no. Are there any lights on?
You can't see because all the windows have been boarded up.
Oh, they've done a good job. I mean, should we just go in then?
Let's get the board off.
Might be dead for all we know.
Hopefully.
Don't worry about her when we see her.
Is it just me and Rosie that are lifting up the board then, or is anyone else helping us?
I mean, I feel like my expertise are more with locks as opposed to boards.
I'll give you a hand.
Thanks, Oz. I'm assuming Karen's just having a cigarette.
Yeah, Karen. I mean, I already did like one thing.
It would be a breach of etiquette to smoke inside, so you got to get him in now before we go in.
That's true.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Yep, you rip the boards off. They take a lot of noise, but they eventually do come off. So the door is open. What do you do?
Good job with those boards, guys. Yeah.
Thanks, Karen.
Go team.
Well done. Should we announce ourselves, or?
I believe that's what we're meant to do.
Weasel library inspectors was here to inspect your library.
Are you opening
the door to do this, or are you just cautiously shouting this through, like, a letterbox?
I feel like
Karen's a through-the-letterbox kind of person.
Actually, yeah, we tried, like, flapping the letterbox to get her attention.
There isn't a letterbox, I just...
Yeah, I was just... In my head, there are these big, tall, double wooden doors like you get on the front of a church. I can't really imagine, like, a little letterbox flap there that's just...
You know. Oh, it's the cat flap at the bottom that ruins it.
Yeah.
But then how do they receive post?
Rarely.
Someone comes to the door, I guess. Yeah, that's what we should have. We should have just sent ourselves in the package.
Normally have a box at the end of the drive, do they not?
It depends how monumental the house is, I suppose.
I suppose they probably would have just knocked.
We've got your box.
Package delivery.
Are we just shouting random shit through the door now?
You're just randomly shouting at the door. You're just shouting at the door.
What if we send Oz right and we've set it up like a 1980s porno and he's like, I've got a package for you. Yeah.
I hear you've had issues with your pipe.
Yeah.
I hear you got issues with your pipe, you 8-foot tall flesh golem.
I'm a plumber. I'm here to lay some pipe.
Yeah. Mexican. Let me just get my tool out.
I also hear you ordered a pizza with extra sausage.
I open the door.
Yeah. Meg's going to walk through the door now. I'm going to read out the note from the... Was it the Duke?
Should we not leave the seal on it so that it looks official and let her read it?
So you walk into the building.
Is there like a bell or anything that would be rung?
Nope.
In the thing?
You walk into the courtyard. Unlike before, where if you remember there was the gallows with the corpse swinging around, everything is pristine. As in, the gallows have been... It's like they've been rebuilt from scratch, and they are pristinely tidy. The rope even looks new. The wood looks new. The stool that was lying on the floor broken has been repaired. Everything looks new. And all the doorways that were, like, caved in have all been repaired and replaced with new doors.
Well, this will raise the property value.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, I forgot there was another door before we got to the main door. Is there another set of main doors ahead we can knock on?
There's a door to the left, and there's a door to the right.
If I remember rightly, the door to the left goes into the hall.
Yeah, is that correct?
Yep.
So, shall we knock? Osmond.
Yeah, I'll knock on the door to the hall.
I'm going to give the gallows kind of a wide berth anyway.
You knock on the door, you don't hear anything, the door gently swings open at you banging on it. Inside seems to be a foot hall. It's, again, completely pristine. There are several bowls and plates laid out. They're laid out perfectly with lots of like forks and knives set in place to the left and right of the bowl. And there are three or four different cups set for each place.
I just had a thought. Was this all my fault because I took a spoon the last time we came through here?
No.
Oh shit, yeah. Are any of them missing spoons? Is this like a bother
with spoons? You see in the middle there's a cauldron. Again, this cauldron's been polished so much you can see your face in it. And just at the end, just as you reach the cauldron, the place setting to your bottom left, there is a place with one missing spoon.
Okay.
Osmond, put it back.
I reach inside my waistcoat pocket, pull out the spoon and put it in place.
Is it polished?
I mean, not really. It's been in my waistcoat for the last couple of weeks.
No, put it back in your waistcoat, because if she notices it, which she probably will, she's going to rip your head off. So, just put it back.
What if she attacks us and then sees the spoon on me?
Why don't we put it in the box?
Just be like, that's like, my spoon. Oh,
because then she'll know we took it.
We heard you were missing a spoon, and here you go, here's your spoon.
How does she know it's her spoon? How does she know it's her spoon? Oh, this has got her name on it. Like, she's gonna recognize that spoon.
I give the spoon a wipe and put it back on the table.
Okay.
I'll say, let's not worry about it until we actually see her.
Yeah, and I walk away.
Okay. Well, we also remember to close the doors behind us.
And also walk, never run.
Yeah.
At the end of this by the cauldron, you look down and to your right, there is some steps down to a closed door, and to your left, there are some stairs up to the like next level. You notice that those stairs have also been, the rickety stairs have been torn down and replaced with incredibly neatly crafted wooden stairs.
I mean, this Baron's done a pretty good job, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, this is a bit of an improvement.
Yeah, I'm with Tubbs on this. I don't think it was him. I think it was her.
Yeah, and this is an impressive amount of work to get done. I feel like we should try and announce ourselves. Who's got a deep booming voice? It's not me.
Druida thinks she looked like any kind of carpenter.
I mean,
I don't think she had much coordination if she's a big blob of flesh.
I mean,
who knows?
It's made out of etiquette and write.
Exactly. I mean, maybe it's like, wasn't the guy who was the friar here for like a million years?
Yeah. I was probably in there.
Can everyone do me a perception check, please?
Ah, natural 20.
Natural 20.
Oh, so nice. Percent.
You notice at this point that you picked up one of the bowls to check something, and you notice that under every single bowl and glass, there is a crafted lace doily.
Oh, slimy. She's been busy.
I mean, how long has it been since we were in here?
It's been been at least a week and a half, but 10 days.
Yeah.
Maybe she's not a monster wife anymore. Maybe she's...
just calmed down a bit.
It's warped.
Yeah, maybe the hobbits like helped her like calm down a bit.
It's possible. The Baron said they didn't hear any more screams.
Yeah, maybe she's focused her OCD.
Maybe. I feel like we should announce ourselves before we go too much further.
Right, do it.
I'm gonna nudge Rosie forward.
Hi, m'lady. We're here. Knock, knock.
It's us, Karen and the murderers, or whatever we were called.
The smotherers.
We're here to play you our hit song, Smother Me Gently. I even brought the pillow.
You can get icon graphs with the pillow.
Very reasonable rates.
You don't hear anything. So, do you want to
go
down the stone stairs or up the wooden stairs?
Which direction was the library?
Wooden stairs.
The library was up, along, and down.
I was thinking that maybe we should just head to the library as quickly as we can.
Let's go.
Okay.
I mean, we have librarian credentials, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
So you head up the stairs. Again, you notice that all the, like, falling apart brickwork has been, like, immaculately replaced. Everything is absolutely immaculate.
This feels like too much for one person. If something's up here.
Yeah, this craftsmanship is really good.
I mean, I suppose it makes it easy to compliment her.
Walk across the gangway and you see that the door in front of you still has a huge dent in it. What do you do?
Well, some things haven't changed.
I guess she didn't get around to fixing this door yet.
Maybe I mean, I'm still quite impressed with what she's done in the last week and a half, if it was her. But I mean, there was nobody else here.
Except the Baron and his man.
No, they just boarded the place up. They're not.
Yeah, they just sealed it. Like,
make doily.
I thought these were more industrious than that.
How so?
Like, I thought they'd actually fix the place up.
I thought he just said they'd boarded it up and left it, but...
So, what are you doing now?
So we're going to the library, aren't we?
Yeah, yep. Beeline lab.
And so the bedroom was upstairs.
The abbot's bedroom was two floors up.
There was then like another, was it like a barrack room?
The barrack room was directly above you.
Yeah, let's not go back up to the bedroom.
Below you was the laboratory, and then below that was the morgue.
So shall we go down?
Let's go to the library.
We needed to get the book, see if we could find the book in the library.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's probably not going to be a spell or something, is it?
Yeah, it was like a find object spell or something like that.
Okay. You open the metal door. You remember it creaking before. It opens completely silently now.
Well, that's good.
Wonderful.
Remember to close it behind us, guys.
Yep. Also, okay. I'm assuming we all wiped our feet as we walked in, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not an animal.
Yeah.
Karen?
Stop wiping my feet on the carpet.
Do you think this is a shoot-off kind of house?
I'm not taking my shoes.
To the library.
So, the library.
You head down the stairs to what was the laboratory before.
Yep.
And as you reach the bottom of the stairs, you notice there's a strange smell in the air of oil.
Ah, oh, shit.
As you get into the room, you notice that every single piece of machinery has not only been taken apart, but everything has been stacked according to size from the left to the right.
That's very organized. Whoever did this is very good at organizing and being neat, aren't they?
Yeah. Let's hope that she did the library and we can find out.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Has it been organized by author or subject?
Yeah.
I wonder if these got their duodecimal system over here in Barovia.
Should we carry on down to the library?
Yeah.
Being sure. Careful not to touch any surface in this room.
Okay. Again, you... Actually, everyone roll me a d20 to see if you avoid, like, brushing one of the piles over or something.
Natural 20.
Everyone's fine, nothing happens.
So basically, I just want to throw it out there, I have rolled two natural 20s in this campaign. The first one was to notice a lace doily. And the second one was to not touch a machine.
You're doing well.
I'm proud.
So, you get to the next level down, which was the morgue. Again, you notice that not only has every bit of machinery and tables and stuff been dismantled and organized by size and shape, but you notice that all of the like corpses that were here have been skinned, removed from the bones, and the bones have also been piled from the left to the right.
Well, that's a little bit more disturbing.
I mean, I guess she's committed.
And you do again see on the wall the blood of elbows off the table has not been removed.
Oh.
Meg's covering her mouth, trying not to be sick. I'm just gonna, like, retch.
So, just quickly, which one of us is tallest?
Typhoon's pretty tall.
Maybe we need to walk in height order from tallest to smallest in the back, and then that way it won't piss her off, because we'll already be in order.
Well, I'm like 5'11", 6 foot.
Is it smallest to tallest, or tallest to smallest?
Smallest to tallest, I think. I think it's better than tallest.
How she arranged everything in the previous machine room?
It was everything smallest on the left to tallest on the right.
So we all know the front is the right of a queue, really, isn't it? So
yeah,
tallest first. I'll stand in the back, don't worry.
Well, probably the smallest, Atoms.
Yeah, I think that is definitely for sure.
So, yes, as I said, there's several piles of skulls and bones and stuff now that she's even gone so far as to remove all the teeth from every single skull and lay them out in order.
I mean, she's a tireless worker.
So, yes, in front of you is lots of piles of machines, then bones, then teeth. There is a door downstairs to your left. What do you do?
You think we could distract her by, like, placing the elbows of these corpses on the table?
She'll have to rearrange it
like a vampire.
Maybe that's a last resort, but they do say that vampire, you can throw stuff at vampires and they've got to counter it, right?
Yeah, that's why you throw, like, rice or stones at them.
Yeah.
That's what my grandpappy always said.
He said a lot of stuff.
He was a pretty chatty man.
Yeah, like for a gnoll who was really chatty.
Oh yeah, I forgot your friend with a gnoll.
So, are you going through the door?
Yeah, we're going towards the library. Yeah, let's go.
Okay. You descend down the door on the left. Again, the corridor ahead of you. There's a very strange smell coming from the door on your left.
What kind of smell?
Kind of decay and death.
I'm going to open the door because Tubbs loves him some decay.
Okay. You open the door. In front of you is a gigantic pile of flesh.
I found where she put the flesh, everyone.
It seems like she's skinned and removed the like flesh off of every single gnoll that was in this room. And she has piled the bones up separately. And then there's this huge mountain of flesh.
I thought you were going to say she's like skinned herself and then dismantled herself and organized it somehow.
You don't suppose that she's going to try and make a partner, do you?
Is the sight enough to make Meg sick?
Actually, everyone roll to see if you cope with it.
I feel like Tubbs can cope with this.
Okay, I think Tubbs can cope with it, but everyone else.
Tubbs is just firing the artistry. I must say, I've never thought about like dismantling stuff to make. I mean, think of all the cool furniture you can make out of those bones. They've been so perfectly clean. You're going to have any problem with termites.
Organizing it would really make the process more efficient, Tubbs.
I think so.
Rosie starts being sick.
I was going to keep on trying. Like, and Rosie, if you see over there what she's done with the spleens, it's really
Shut
impressive.
Up.
Okay, Meg's fine. Rosie's being sick. Karen is also being sick. Oz and Meg are fine. Karen and Rosie are throwing up.
And now,
Tubbs is just like, assuming? Look at those spleens.
But Tubbs really hates other people being sick. It makes him feel really nauseous.
Okay, roll then, Tubbs.
Ooh, I think I need a cigarette after all that.
So Tubbs is now completely just vomiting up his guts. So all you can hear echoing around this entire corridor is,
I'm going to hold Rosie's hair back.
it's still in ponytails, isn't it?
At this point,
it's in plaits, so yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
At this point, you hear a door directly above slam.
Ah, fuck.
Oh. Is it poor etiquette to vomit all over somebody's floor?
Yeah.
I think it is. I think it's all... I think it's also poor etiquette to slam doors, so let's just shut this door and... do we want to go to the library, or do we want to go up
and meet? Let's go to the library.
The room on your right, the room at the end of the corridor, or the down the stairs to the library. What do you want to do?
Could we, like, move some of the flesh pile to cover up the vomit?
I feel like she might notice.
That might take some time as well.
Can we just scoop it into the bag of holding?
You don't have the bag of holding.
We have our bag of holding from the cart, don't we?
No,
it's on the cart. It's not with you.
It's attached to it, is it? Okay, to the library?
Yeah, to the library, and then we can make an excuse.
Pull the door to, we were never here.
Okay, close the door. Are you running down the corridor, or are you just moving very quickly?
One must always walk, never run.
Yeah, yes. But like walk really quickly before, as walk as quick as you feasibly can before can technically be called a jog.
Okay, you run down the stairs and you come to the big doors of the library. Again, these doors have been replaced from the broken doors you saw before, and there's now two very big, heavy doors. What do you do?
Knock on the doors, because we're going to keep up the premise that we're visiting. Yeah, so we're just going to knock on the door.
And we don't know anything about any vomit.
Clean yourself up, guys.
Yeah, Howder, where's the lab inspectors?
Yeah. Hello, we're the library inspectors.
We're here to inspect your lab.
We're here to inspect, clean, and conserve your books.
Yeah, hopefully I haven't taken them apart and, like, organized the pages by size.
are we going to go to the library?
Yeah.
Okay, you push the door open in the library.
Yeah.
Ahead of you are, as you probably just guessed there, several piles where she has taken every single page from every single book and organized it by 1 to 300.
Well,
fuck's sake.
Oh no. So basically, there's all the page ones are together, all the page threes are together, and all the page fives are together.
I mean, I can follow her logic, but it's not very helpful.
Does that mean all of the page, like, contents are together?
Good point.
So there's a big pile of page sixes, a big pile of page 310s.
Yep. So we just gotta find the contents.
Or the index.
And then we gotta find, like, the find shit spell. Then we just gotta search the pile of whatever page that spell's on.
I'll be honest, Karen, that's a staggeringly good idea. I'm slightly alarmed as to how you came up with it.
I told you guys, I was in a library once.
Karen,
and that one time has paid off.
Okay, so everyone grab a stash of indexes and sit down in the chairs and look posh and fancy like you belong here.
Good. Not the index, you want to look at the contents, because aren't indexes like organized by like alphabet, not page number?
Yeah, but I mean, well, it'll be done by specific subject and page number and so on. So I suppose it depends whether it's a chapter or if it's like a reference, I guess.
I guess Tubbs is right.
I mean, I suppose it depends on, would it be a chapter or would it be a specific page?
So, what are you doing now?
Searching through the stack of index pages, I guess.
Okay.
But all sat in chairs looking very dignified, okay. I feel.
There are about 400 to 500 index pages.
That's fine, that's 100 each. Let's go.
Yeah, I got 100. Yeah.
Okay.
To like, fine.
I mean,
you also notice that the statue at the back of the room no longer contains an abbot.
Oh.
And the dress is also not there.
Aww. Maybe she's wearing the dress. I mean, maybe she's wearing the dress.
Maybe we can be like, look, you kind of stole our dress. Can you pay us for that?
It was a gift. And we gave her the dress.
I'm fine. I mean, I would have rather got paid for it, but if it's between that or getting arms ripped off, I'm quite attached to these arms.
Didn't we make a lot of money on you, Karen, anyway, from the cage fighting?
No, because you didn't collect your money.
Oh, wait, we didn't collect the money. Damn it.
Yeah, I was busy in the cage fight, and I didn't know you guys put bets on me.
Osmond, it was Osmond's call. Osmond did well.
Bet 50G.
50 gold, yeah.
Yeah.
He would have collected, 1,200 gold, but he didn't collect.
Yeah, I dropped a lot on that bet.
Oz, I take
it
back.
We worked on it, and we did collect it.
We could maybe collect it at some point.
Right, we burned the camp down, I don't think we're...
Oh yeah, we did.
I'm going to start looking through these index pages.
Okay.
Yeah. Meg's going to help out as well.
Okay, you hear something open the door of the floor above you.
Oh my god.
That's cool, just play it cool, guys.
Yeah, everybody act like we're meant to be here. Act like we've been here the whole time. Half of the whole thing is acting like you're
natural
meant to be
20.
There.
This is the second one this game. Yeah.
So when she comes into the room, we've got to be having a posh conversation about someone's thesis on something.
Yeah, I need a glass of brandy to kind of raise to her like a evening.
All right, so I'm going to discuss my thesis on proper stealing techniques.
I feel like that's not good etiquette.
What about if I discuss my family tree?
The history...
probably sounds like a thesis.
Yeah. What about the history of crime? Go with that.
I can deal my history of crime. That'll probably
you can be writing the biography of some major criminal mob boss or something.
Mick Florentino,
yeah, exactly.
No, Mick wasn't in charge.
Tony Florentino was a mob boss.
So that's the fifth one now.
Yep.
Tony Florentino,
he was in charge.
So he's the granddad?
No, it's Tony with an I, and it was his sister.
Oh.
I was going to say it's not a granddad, it's a godfather, but, you know. Thank you for that pity chuckle.
So the door's open then?
The door upstairs is open.
Oh, the one upstairs is open.
You heard, something directly above there, here opening the door.
Oh.
Okay, so everybody read quietly, we're in a library.
Okay, yeah, there was a natural 20. So the natural 20, Meg finds on one of these index pages, it says, basically, find marked item, page 72.
Okay, find marked item, page 72, guys.
Should we have a look at the stack of 72s?
Yeah, all you guys go search 72, I'll sit here smoking like an intellectual.
You don't smoke in libraries, Karen.
Karen, you need to put that out.
It's illegal to smoke indoors, don't you know?
I put my remaining index pages back in the index page file.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
But now, hold on. Do we know in what order did we take our pages out there? Meg, what stack were you, first, second, third, or fourth?
I don't remember. Second.
So we know that the page, I'm assuming she took the pages apart book by book, so I'm assuming that means that our page must be within the first, between 200 and 300 pages, right?
Okay.
Of the 72, so we can split those up and only have to look at 20 each.
Okay.
Okay, roll me a perception check for this.
I feel like everybody who listens is going to be baffled at how clever we've done this. Because even I'm genuinely impressed.
You realise, after about a couple of seconds of looking through the 72s, that the 72s are not just sorted in book order, they're sorted by words.
Oh god.
As in, she's put anything that starts with A or AND at the beginning, and she's filed them by what the first word is.
Okay, so it was find item spell, wasn't it?
Yep.
We need to find F. Okay, so...
Assuming that's first word on the page, we may as well try it first.
So, F is the sixth letter of the alphabet.
What is that, Karen?
What is 6 divided by 24? What is 6 divided by 24 times 100?
That assumes that there's exactly every number is even represented.
Yeah, well, I'm not a statistician.
There's 26 letters.
I am a statistician, so deal with it.
Exactly, so you figure out the formula that we're going to use.
Also, Karen, not to nitpick, but there's actually 26 letters in the alphabet.
Wait, apart from that.
I wasn't even speaking in character. I could have sworn there was 24.
You dropped two characters. Which vowels did you drop?
That's because I've already taken you and I out of it, Karen, so we can go on our own special Wait. Party.
V and W are pretty much the same thing, so
you
we can just
slam together like, L, M, N, O, and yeah. P. Yeah, L, M, and yeah. P.
Right, so if I find the exact P.
Do you know what? Do you remember what I was saying about 3 seconds ago about everyone's been genuinely impressed with how clever we've been? Do you feel like we just pissed all that good? That we've just pulled that.
Also, actually, yeah, what if there's like more than one thing on the page? There might be the things on the page.
Yeah, this is like, yeah. We may as well start F just in case.
Yeah, you never know.
Wait, no, as well. You know when you have a book and like each page has like the title or like the chapter on the top of the page as well?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Has she counted that when she's arranging it?
No, because that's at the bottom of the page usually.
Sometimes it's at the top.
But maybe on those times that she's counted that, she's moved them to different places.
What a convoluted system.
We're looking for the spell, yeah.
I mean, Tubbs is a wizard, right?
Tubbs is a wizard.
Sense magic with your magiciness?
I mean, I suppose, yeah, I can see if any of the pages are actually magical, like magic books and stuff.
Suppose so, yes. There is lots of magical books here, and you can feel that there's magic, but because she'd split the books up, it's kind of all around.
I can confirm, as a magic user, some of these books are in fact magic. Thank you. I'll be here in the corner. Let me know when you find it.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite kind of everywhere. I tell you what, if you just hold something up and I'll tell you if it's magic or not, and then you can look at it.
I hold up my bread knife.
It takes just longer than looking at it yourself.
Is the bread knife magic?
The bread knife is not magic, no.
Is Diaval? Diaval's with us, isn't he?
Oz, it turns out that your knife is actually, it has an enchantment on it.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently there's a trapped soul in there or something from something you slew.
That is pretty. These sandwiches are going to be really good, you guys.
Apparently, it's some kind of culinary-based enchantment. Anything you cut with the bread will taste like dead baby, apparently.
I can just feel the sadness.
I just sigh.
I've been carrying this for weeks.
And I'd buy my time to come up with a good comeback.
So we're in the right pile for the page.
Let's all just look through.
We should like spread it out on the floor and then we can all look super quick.
Yeah.
Everyone be careful just in case Tubbs burns the whole room down.
Yeah.
Tubbs is keeping a very ready hand on his staff in case we have to fight.
Okay, so what are you doing?
We're looking for the spell in the 72nd pile.
That was the right page number, right?
It was.
Okay, we haven't forgotten like two numbers or anything.
I'm not rolling well in this.
I say that, we're actually looking for the 71 stack in the back of those pages. Because it's the odd one.
Jesus Christ, mate!
Nice!
Did you say that the book's been updated, yeah?
Oh, fucking hell! Okay.
Be fair, no. Okay. Hold on, I want to join.
Do you have one, aren't you? Thanks, Karen.
That's it, Karen. Karen, I'm going to encourage that. Like, there's only 24 letters. How are there so many?
This is like the best game ever.
Right, okay. So, Meg finds the page you're looking for as she's scanning through it.
Huzzah!
Karen lights a cigarette off a page and is puffing away at it. Rosie realizes as she's puffing away at it that it might be something valuable. Karen won't give her the page, and eventually, after the page is mostly singed, she manages to get it back off Karen.
Good.
The page that is mostly singed is the deed to the Abbey.
Oh, Karen.
Karen. I mean, can you still tell it's the deed?
It says the deed, and it says, you can read that it says the Kresk Abbey, but everything below that is so singed you can't see anything.
I feel like we should be able to get a replacement. Don't worry, Karen.
Right,
this is way worse than me. Not stabbing an imaginary baby.
Yeah, Karen, you probably smoked us out of an abbey now.
I mean, to be fair, we could just say we have the deed. No one else has the deed.
That's true.
Just take it anyway.
We goes to the Baron, we get him to make us another one.
So what we're saying is
if you hadn't smoked it, we wouldn't have to go to the Baron.
We could take this and find ourselves a notary and get a new copy drawn up.
Exactly.
It's fine, you know what you need, Meg? You need a cigarette to calm you down.
Too damn right I need a cigarette.
Okay, Karen, roll.
Oh god.
Oh no.
I'm glad you didn't roll low. I was going to have you like say, what you need to do is roll, and then what? And everyone else that watches Karen absently rolls the last of the deed as a cigarette. But you didn't roll low, so I can't.
I am going to snatch that deed off of her and put it in my pocket. Karen, trust me, it's better this way.
So she's ruled me a regular cigarette then?
Yes.
unimportant pitch.
I just snatch it out of her fingers and then stick it in my mouth and then it light me.
I'm going to knock it out of her mouth. You can't smoke inside a library.
Fine, I'll keep it for later. I stuff it in my pocket.
Okay.
So, Meg, did you say you'd found the page while Karen was smoking the other one?
So, you found find marked item spell. Mm-hmm. So,
can I read it and see if I can learn it?
It basically just says, find the person, then do this following thing using these ingredients, and it will lead you towards the lost item.
Do we have the ingredients right now with us?
You don't really have that many ingredients.
I feel like we need to go back to the mage dude. And
yeah.
There may be more ingredients in the abbot's room.
What are the ingredients?
It says you need just two or three like very basic magical items, and the third one is something you know you definitely have in the card.
Is it the corpse of a child?
It's not the corpse of a child, no. I can feel the facepalm.
There is one of those.
The car, is there? Okay.
In the bag of holding, right? Yeah.
What do we have on the car?
The children.
Is it something to do with that magic glyph I drew?
It could be something to do with that magic glyph you
drew.
Is it
Timothy?
It's not Timothy, no.
What do we need to get from the abbot's room then?
Well, I have a rough idea that there would be ingredients potentially in the abbot's room.
Oh, so like what? Special herbs or something.
While they're having this conversation, can I go and have a look at that same index page and look for any spells like that are necromantic based that I could perhaps take and learn?
Okay.
Like something for necromancy. Meg, would you mind using your eagle eyes and help me look for a necromancy?
Can I also
okay, never mind.
Fucking hell!
I feel like Tubbs, the balance is gone.
Tubbs picks up first page, just puts his finger on the thing and looks up and it says summon reanimate.
Nice.
Right, what page?
It's page 17.
Guys, I need you to go through page 17 and help me find this summon reanimate spell. It'll be really helpful, trust me. Think of all the furniture we can make.
Are you sure you want me to do this?
Maybe Karen, maybe you watch the door.
Oh, it's just a 12.
Can I look for any alchemic creation?
You're looking through the pile? Yes, you can roll, Meg.
Cool.
You don't find much else of yours at the moment.
Oh, I stole it.
Damn it.
Did the collective efforts of me and Karen find the summon reanimate spell?
So you're still digging through the page 17s, and Meg is sort of looking through for anything alchemy. What's Osmond and Rosie doing?
I'm keeping an eye on the door.
I want to... What have we got left to do? Have we done everything?
Well, we've got what we came here for.
You could try and roll a one in this pile of pages.
Now it's all gravy, so you could look for something you're interested in. I'm looking for a necromantic spell, which I think is in here. I mean, think of it, anything you want.
That you would find in a library, because that's where we are.
Ooh, okay, I'll do that.
You don't find anything interesting.
Okay, I'm ready to go then, when everyone's ready.
What's Oz doing? Oh, he's watching the
door. Yeah, I'm watching the door.
Did me and Karen find a spell?
Okay, since everyone else has kind of not found anything, you do find a vague summon reanimate spell.
Woo!
That requires a blood pact.
Ah.
And a spell which requires certain ingredients. What it will do if you do cast it is you can summon one skeleton.
Ooh.
It's not going to be like of a soul or anything, it just summons a skeleton to crawl out of the ground.
Cool.
And he basically becomes like a silent butler.
Cool.
He cannot attack, he cannot really do anything, he's just sort of there.
Cool. And how do I make this blood pact?
Again, you sort of look through the ingredients list. You can probably find the ingredients somewhere in the abbey.
Cool.
Also, guys, we can use that spell, that finding spell, from like finding the dragon skull.
That's a very good point.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure we take a copy of it and then we can cast it when we go meet Fergus.
Should we go quickly get some ingredients and then go back?
I feel like we're running our luck here.
Yeah, okay. We should probably like go up to the abbot's room and see what he's got.
Go up the one flight and you find that the room that you were all sick into, the door is still lying open, but the sick has been cleaned up.
Okay, that's creepy.
Is the floor still wet from the mopping?
The floor is not wet, the floor is completely dry.
Is the sawdust?
No.
Is there anyone in the room?
Nope.
Okay.
Do we hear anything up ahead?
Nope.
Okay, to the abbot's room, I guess. Let's go find some ingredients.
Quick.
So you climb up the stairs and you get back to the stair you were on before. You again notice that the door to the rampart has been left open.
Where was she? Bone in a bone?
I mean, we could shut it and maybe lock her out.
But then we's locked in.
Yeah, with no escape.
Fair point. To the abbot's room.
Hey, let's go.
You walk one floor again. This time you come to the old barracks. Again, it's been completely dismantled and all the wood has been stacked in piles. And all the there's a sort of random pile of artifacts to the side that seem to have been sorted by size and shape.
Are there any cool artifacts? Go and look and see if any are magic with my magical capabilities.
There's a pocket watch. There's a strange pile of basically like Knoll related good stuff like that. Things like belts and buckles and brooches and all this stuff.
Are any of them magic?
Nothing really magical.
Even if they're not, I want to grab a couple for Edmunds.
Yeah, I want to take the pocket watch.
Okay.
And Meg's going to pilfer through it as well.
God, we're just thieves. We're just petty burglars. We own this place now, so I suppose it's not really theft. We're stealing for ourselves.
Well, and there's every possibility that some of this was Edmunds anyway, and, you know, he might just want his stuff back. That's what I'm telling myself.
You guys make me proud.
Thanks, Karen.
We're not burglars, Karen. We're looters. There's a difference.
So, yeah, as I said before, there's belts, buckles, brooches.
Is
usual
there
kind of stuff.
Enough belts that I could make like a makeshift multi-kit like belt so I could hang more like grenades?
So do you want just like a triple belt? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, kind of thing. Yeah,
you could. Yeah, you've already got a bandolier. So
I forgot about that.
Is this like when you're too fat for your belt, so you just stick another belt to your belt?
No, but it's like you doing. Can attach. I could attach like pouches or something, or like. Grenades and stuff.
You're getting fully Final Fantasy'd up.
Totally get my gear on.
Yeah, sounds very Rob Liefeld.
Maybe we just need to lead her. Well, she'd make a charming statue.
We could use her as like a figurehead.
Right, to the abbot's room.
On the front of the wagon.
Probably weigh a lot. To the abbot's room.
Oh, wow. That's not very nice thing to say to Hope's family.
Ned is a very heavy metal.
She'd be the best guard dog kind of thing. Like, if you stick her in front of the guard.
Why you just flatten her out and repair a roof with her?
So, I used to go to a school. And
no way, I would have never guessed. Did they have any people letter in the alphabet?
Yeah. Opposite that school was a castle, a legit castle. It was Anik Castle. And on the top of the ramparts on that castle are like statues that are there to fool people that are attacking the castle to think that there's like more people.
Like the end of Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
I haven't seen Bedknobs and Broomsticks in a long, long time, so I can't comment.
But yeah.
Right, so we're going to the abbot's room then now,
Yep. Okay. To the Maison de la Abbot.
You go up one more floor. And you open the door to find on the door itself you see scrawled in blood, naughty boys go to their room.
Oh.
And you open the door to find the stripped corpse of the abbot.
Oh, that's unpleasant.
Oh dear.
And this room feels like it's been slept in.
Oh dear.
Like
maybe
the abbot's body lies like crumpled on the floor, but the room itself feels lived in.
Right, so I'm supposing that she's been living in here. Shall we loot it and run away?
Yeah.
Let's be quick, you guys.
Maybe if I find them ingredients, you can reanimate that there skeleton.
I mean, we could. We'd make a charming sofa.
Right. He doesn't actually need a corpse to reanimate. A skeleton will just crawl out of the earth.
Cool.
Even also, what are we going to do with a sofa?
Put it in the car. Drag it out for nice sunsets.
Yeah, and when it's like winter, you can just take it apart and put it in a cupboard.
Exactly.
Have you seen a nice sunset since we've been here?
Not yet, but I'm hoping by the end of this.
I'm gonna roll to find the herbs or magical items that we're looking for.
Okay. You notice that there's a locked cabinet at the back of the room.
Gonna take my lock picking skills.
I thought you were just gonna take the crowbar to it. Okay.
We'll just take the crowbar to it then.
Okay. You crack the door open, the cupboard splinters open, and in front of you are several, like, jars and vials of, like, blessed ingredients.
Shove them all in the bag, we'll work it out later.
Yep. I'm gonna carefully wrap them as well as I'm, like, trying to pocket them all in. Or are they thick glass?
They're like, kind of like pickle jars kind of thing. They're, like, reasonably sized jars.
Okay, so they're not gonna, like, all smash in my bag.
They probably won't unless you drop the bag.
Okay. Between us, can we kind of store them all?
Yeah.
To be quite strong.
Yeah, I'll take one for you, Meg.
Considering you broke the door in with a crowbar.
I know.
You want to be quite strong, Giles. With a crowbar. What's a crowbar?
Crowbar.
Crowbar.
There's a castle opposite my school, and there's a crowbar.
Yeah, I'll give everybody like a couple just to even out the score. Like,
let's
you
go.
Take this bottle. Let's go, guys.
Okay. Let's leave quickly.
So, you grab all the stuff, stash all the stuff, and run down the stairs.
Walk down the stairs fastly.
At this point, you hear the door at the bottom slam shut.
Shall we hide in the barracks?
No, not the metal door, the one right at the bottom.
Okay.
Also in the morgue.
Yep, the one past the morgue that all the bodies were in.
Okay.
I see that we'll walk quite quickly, and I remember reading in that labra when we was looking for that spell that the technical definition of walking is that there must always be one foot in contact with the floor. So we must do that as quick as we can to technically be walking.
We're going to be speed walking.
Yeah, speed walking.
Okay, so you hushly walk out of the room.
Making sure one foot is always in contact with the floor.
Okay, you're on the ramparts now. Are you going to jump down, or are you going to run through the hall?
Is there a bush?
I feel like if we jump down, we're going to break stuff.
Yeah.
No, if we aim for a bush.
Karen. There was one bush in that alcove, Karen. Do you want to roll 4 for 0? Sorry, 0 for 4?
Karen aims for the bush.
Oh, God. Hold on, can we check what ingredients Karen has?
Yeah. Karen, wait.
Take any of the ingredients.
Okay.
Karen doesn't have any of them then. Karen,
but I probably should have.
Karen actually makes the shot and lands in the bush. It's a very thorny bush though, so she gets sort of impaled in the bush.
I made the bush, you guys.
She sort of looks up at you with a, I made it, but she's like, look on her face like she's basically just like landed on a cactus.
Do we have any rope?
You might want to look for another bush, guys.
I thought, Rosie, do you not have rope in your bag?
She might do.
Either way, I feel like this is the fourth time that we could have used some rope. And we keep not buying it.
Yeah.
Well, have we found a rope shop?
Should we go down through the hall?
Yeah.
You could just run through the hall?
Yeah, we'll meet you, Karen.
We'll be past Karen the bags of
Gaz,
ingredients.
The bush.
She's kind of impaled in the bush at the moment. She's not really going anywhere.
Okay, well, yeah. We'll go through the hall. We'll really quickly. Right.
So you run through the hall.
I'm going to grab that spoon.
Come out the front door. You sort of pull Karen, who's like stuck to these thorns on the bush. So you sort of rip Karen out of the bush. She's covered in these like pin-sized needles.
Just as a quick question, as we run through the hall, is the cutlery like fancy? Is it fancy silver cutlery?
Some of it is, but it's all been like polished to like you can see your face in it.
Can I grab a handful?
Can if you want.
I look at him and shake my head. Like, how could you steal cutlery?
It's what Karen would do if she were here. It's a present, okay?
As we're running past, is there like a massive like serving dish
There's mostly just like a giant cauldron that's like really like glowing, but there's a giant ladle if you want that.
Yeah, I'm taking that. I'm gonna run off with that.
You're stealing their ladle, okay?
Seeing that the others are taking stuff, I grab that same spoon that I left there before.
Sure, okay.
So. Okay, as we're pulling Karen out, I'm going to give her the silver cutlery and be like, when someone's hurt, I think I'm meant to give them a present, so here you go.
I'm just going to come running out going, victory!
I still think you guys should have gone for the bush.
So Karen is very gingerly walking with the rest of you. She's still got like lots of thorns stuck in her, but she's walking all right.
Should we like stir her down?
She's got like
walking.
She is bleeding a bit from the back where she lands in this bush.
Yes.
We've seen her in worse state than this.
Yeah.
You hear a roar from the top of the castle.
Oh, just be shut the door behind us, guys.
I don't remember
it
doing
doesn't
it.
Doesn't sound like the roar you heard before, but it sounds like a very anguished roar.
We broke our cupboard.
Oh, did we not leave her the dream pastry either?
Outside the door?
Yeah, oh yeah, we did.
Way out.
We just left on the steps.
I think you mean the empty box, man.
Yeah, the empty box.
Yeah, the empty box.
But you filled it with gravel. All
right. The gravel.
No, I just told Tubbs I filled it with gravel so he wouldn't look in it.
Okay, Tubbs now knows that there's a box possibly containing a dream pastry on the stairs on the way back up.
Damn it.
Tubbs is very quiet.
Don't worry about it, Tubbs, it's just full of
gravel. I was on mute. Sorry, I just rolled a 13 to make a dive for the dream pastry.
I did wonder
what
you were
rolling for.
Sorry.
So, I you know there's a dream pastry being left upstairs now.
Tubbs is going back in.
Oh, Tubbs.
Guide.
Meg makes a grab for him.
Yeah, okay. Me too.
Meg grabs him and you all begin to, like, pull him back as you leave the abbey.
But guys, I'm trying to help her because it's terrible being addicted. I don't want her to get addicted.
She's a giant monster.
No, Meg said it was a dream pastry. I heard her.
No, I was mistaken. It was a gravel cake.
It's a box of gravel.
It's a gravel cake.
She wasn't gravel. Seeing dream pastry. She was seeing
gravel.
Gravel.
Gravel. I forgot the word.
You sure?
I'm excited about my ladle. And I hold up my ladle and really grin.
The bell tolls. The end is nigh. For this week, at least. Join us again next week for more of our tale. This podcast is an adaptation of Curse of Strahd, a 5th edition D&D adventure. It was adapted from the original story by Nikolai Pupsky. The podcast features Nikolai, Amy, Bellry, AJ, Lixa, and Matt. All music was written and performed by Daniel Boström. Artwork was by John Moore.